We're getting ready in that first reading. Let's see what happened here. Well, I'll look at it tomorrow, but in any event, this is quite a beautiful text because it's the beginning of the reconciliation. Joseph with his brothers, and he sees his father for the last time. It's the end of that story, which began with Joseph being sold into slavery. And I'm hoping when we get there, we'll have that line. You know, you intended this for evil, but God intended it for good, which is the theology of the Passion. Now, in the Gospel, our Lord tells us that we're going to be provocative and pay for it. You see, said to his apostles, but says to everybody, I'm sending you out like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. Now, what does that mean? It means have self-knowledge first. If you know what's going on inside of you, you can know what's going on inside of others. So don't be stupid. But if you lack self-knowledge, you'll be naive. You won't know what's going on inside of others. But if you see what's going on inside of yourself, then you'll be smart. And you'll be, the Holy Spirit will guide you. I remember, was this Russian woman, Tatiana Gorichova. And she was a real communist and a real woman, had Russian woman, you know. She had like 5 abortions and a mess. And her life was so bad that she finally went to one of these gurus. They're in Russia too, you know. And he gave her a mantra. But the mantra he gave her was the Our Father. And so she went home and she sat down and she was going to say this Our Father. And she was overwhelmed with the love and the beauty and the mercy of God. And so she became a Catholic and started gathering women around her, just, you know. So the KGB used to call her in about once a week and cross-examine her. And she said something so interesting, that's why I'm bringing it up. I never gave anything but the shortest answers, because I'm a professor of philosophy and they're thugs. But the spirit who speaks in them is much more intelligent than I am, because it's Satan. So I just give my name and serial number, if you know what I mean, this shit. I never argued with them because they were trying to trap me. And what was driving them was Satan. That's what our Lord says here, you see. Don't worry how you're going to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. And if you don't get anything, don't say anything. Because this could well happen to us, you see. Somebody come out here to investigate this commune or whatever, you know. And so, but don't worry. I'll tell you what you're supposed to say. And so, this text, which is toward the end of the missionary sermon, is, you're not always going to be popular when you preach me and what I've done for the human race, and how much I love them and want to, you know, forgive them and bring them to eternal life. You may not always get a wide-open, receptive audience for that. You think you would, wouldn't you? It's such good news. But it means changing my life. I can't go on living the way I'm living. So this good news becomes a threat. And so this could happen. The apostles had the anointing to go ahead and preach anyway. And every one of them except John was martyred. So this is an intense commandment and an intense commission. You see? And when they persecute you in one town, go to another. Well, nowadays you'd have to take a plane to Budapest or someplace. I mean, like, but the Lord, what the Lord is warning us about is, you see, that this good news is only good news if you're willing to accept it. You know, that you are in desperate need of mercy, and I've come to share with you my mercy, and to bring you to eternal life. That's only good news if you're willing to acknowledge that you need mercy. And if you're not, well, it's hard, isn't it? I mean, we know the Lord a little bit, enough to know that he really is merciful, that it's worth accepting his mercy. But if you don't know him, I mean, just look what's going on. How many people have any idea what mercy is? They don't even know that people give out mercy and that God gives out mercy. You see, that beatitude, blessed are those who mourn, you see, is the foundation for intercession. To pray for this poor world, to pray for this poor country. And the Lord is going to do something whenever he wants. But do you see why these words are quite realistic? You'd think, God loves you, he died for you, he's forgiven all your sins, he wants to prepare you for eternal life. Why would that be a threat? Because I lose my autonomy. And I don't trust anybody to help me out. And when the world has gone that sour, it's hard to hear the good news. And that's why there's signs and wonders and to win people back over. So we pray for them, but really be alert where and how you can preach the good news. Just be alert. Listen to the Holy Spirit. There's so many people, maybe even this chapel right now, who can witness to how their coming to the Lord began in a casual conversation in the grocery store or on the bus or someplace.